Dr. Jim Keeney, Health and Medicine Podcast, brought to you from
San Clemente, California,
at jim.md.
More fun than a colonoscopy.
Food causes cancer, being overweight causes cancer, smoking causes cancer, breastfeeding, that doesn't cause cancer. How do we sort all this out? I'm Dr. Jim Keeney. And there's been a flurry of reports in the news lately about food, nutrition, obesity, and cancer. Two studies of note, the million women study in the United Kingdom. Now, that's impressive. When you have a million people in a study, that is a solid body of evidence. Same thing with the World Cancer Research Fund that was co-sponsored by the American Institute for Cancer Research. This involved 100 scientists from 30 different countries, and they reviewed thousands and thousands of articles. They pared it down to 7,000 articles that they used to form their opinion. And again, large body of evidence. Now, with that kind of study, where it's called a meta-analysis, where you take a bunch of studies and throw them all together, my concern there is the garbage in, garbage out mentality or phenomenon. What that means is if you take a crappy study and you throw it in there, you know, it's just going to give you crappy results. So that's a possibility. But on the other hand, the fact that they took literally 100,000 studies and pared it down to 7,000, hopefully these people pick the right ones. Do I know if they pick the right ones? No way. Have I even read this whole study? No, it's 500 pages long. But I do know I've read more of it than most of the people that are reporting on it in the news, because what I'm reading in the news is verbatim, word for word, from their back cover of this report. They have 10 bullet items on the back cover, and everybody is quoting those in the news. No one is actually quoting anything from inside the study. Well, here we go. We're going to do that today. First of all, the news media is all over the fact that obesity is related to cancer. And we've known that obesity shortens your life. We know that obesity is an important factor in diabetes and heart disease and also stroke. But here's a study that, for the first time, convincingly is saying, hey, being overweight is a risk for cancer. So yet another reason. If you didn't have enough reasons to lose weight, you now have one more reason to add to the list of why you're going to call Jenny Craig. We're talking 8 different types of cancer, including breast cancer, which is most women's biggest health concern. Not that it should be. I mean, more women die from heart attacks than breast cancer. So most women don't worry about heart attacks, but they should. But on their radar, breast cancer, and that is increased in postmenopausal women by obesity. Let's look at some of the reasons for this. Probably because fat cells produce estrogen. And so when you're young and premenopausal, you're kind of an estrogen factory. A few extra fat cells producing estrogen probably doesn't make too much difference. But as you get older, your body is just not supposed to be exposed to estrogen. There's been a bunch of studies that now tell us women being exposed to estrogen are at risk. You know, and these have been studies mostly on supplemental estrogen, and so people write this off as Premarin, a whole nother side topic of natural hormone replacement versus unnatural. Well, about as natural as you can get are fat cells in your own body producing your own estrogen. And yet we know if you're obese, you have an increased risk of dying from breast cancer. Probably that's related to estrogen. Now, the studies haven't made that correlation, but that's my personal best guess on that. So along comes this million women study in the United Kingdom, and lo and behold, they find the same thing. That's this week. The World Cancer Research Fund was last week, and here we have this week a whole new study, very impressive study again, and it shows that people who are overweight are at increased risk from dying from cancer. Well, we're really getting bombarded with this. You notice, by the way, on the release last week, they didn't even mention smoking. And they did this on purpose. They said, look, there's plenty of data out there for smoking. The public knows this. We don't need to re-educate people on this. So let's just ignore that right now. We'll look at other factors. There's other factors that are more important that have not really been looked at in thorough detail yet. So why do obese people die more rapidly from diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and cancer? You know, we know that good foods are protective in some degree. People who are overweight, the assumption there is you're eating less of the good foods. Now, the overweight people I know aren't eating less of the good foods. What they're eating is a lot of every kind of food. And maybe that's the problem. We also talked about the fat, how it changes hormonal balances. You know, in men, too, you know, your fat cells are going to produce some estrogen-like hormones, and that's not good. Obesity increased the risk of 6 different types of cancer, including breast and colon cancer. Obesity attributed in this British study contributed to 5% of cancers. Now, when you consider hundreds of thousands of people a year dying from cancer, 5% is a big number. You know, we're talking thousands of people dying because of cancer related to obesity. The shocker here is that endometrial and esophageal cancer, in this British study, they're saying about half of these cases are caused by obesity. That blows my mind, if that is indeed true. And again, a million people, can a million people lie in a study? I don't know. It's pretty convincing, pretty compelling data. All right. Low weight, on the other hand, the opposite extreme, has been shown to increase your risk of lung cancer. Well, I wouldn't jump to conclusions there, because the problem is one of the very first symptoms of lung cancer, besides a cough, is weight loss. Are we talking the cause, or are we talking an effect? And I think we're talking about possibly an effect of the cancer and not an actual cause of the cancer when we say low weight is associated with lung cancer. Another interesting fact about this World Cancer Research Foundation study, this one also, you know, looked at alcohol as well, and alcohol increased the risk of multiple cancers, again, including breast and colon cancer. And we're talking more than 2 drinks a day. All right, I'm a doctor, and, you know, I was trained, anyone who drinks more than the doctor is an alcoholic. Everyone listening then is in trouble. I just don't drink a lot, but I think that, you know, this study looked at people who drink more than 2 drinks a day. I think if you're drinking more than 2 drinks a day, that is not healthy. There's no reason to drink more than 2 drinks a day. Have one with lunch, have one with dinner, and be done with it. You should not be having one with breakfast. All right. Now, red meat. What's that all about? The meat industry is up in arms over this study. They're talking about a pound of meat a week, people. If the serving size for meat is 3.5 ounces, which is about the size of a deck of cards, or about the size, maybe a little smaller than the palm of your hand. To eat 16 ounces of meat a week is a lot of meat. You should not be eating that much meat. And again, that increases your risk. Below that, we don't know. So don't worry about eating less meat than that. 16 ounces of meat is about 4 servings a week. 16 ounces of meat a week is 4.5 servings of meat per week. Now, you got to understand that most of our portions for meat are closer to, you know, a double portion, 7-ounce steak, something like that. With this study, you only get to eat 2 7-ounce steaks a week. That's the American-sized steak. But if you really ate the appropriate amount of meat, which is a simple 3.5-ounce steak, size of a deck of cards, you could do that 4, 4.5 times a week and get away with it and still not increase your risk for cancer. The long answer for does meat increase your risk for cancer? Well, no, not if you don't overdo it. The solution to pollution is dilution. Okay, now, the other interesting thing about this study is they did separate out studies that looked at food containing certain nutrients versus supplements. And you know what? Turns out, as suspected, that supplements don't really seem to help all that much to prevent cancer. There's a couple notable exceptions. Number one, selenium seems to reduce the risk of prostate cancer. It didn't get their highest recommendation, but it was just below that. And number two, calcium reduces the risk of colon cancer, and this got the highest recommendation in the worldwide study. Beta carotene. If you're a smoker, stay away from this stuff. It's toxic. Beta carotene increases your risk of lung cancer. So people with high risk for lung cancer, like smokers, should stay away from it. Don't even think about it. A few last things just to tie up these studies. Breastfeeding, we've been told that before, but again, these studies confirm that breastfeeding for 6 months or longer decrease your risk of breast cancer, both premenopausal breast cancer and postmenopausal breast cancer. you know, I think I hit all the highlights for these flurries of studies that have come out this week. If you have any other specific questions, please give me a call. Phone lines are open 24/7, and you will be recorded on the phone line, and I'll either call you back and we can have a conversation that I record for the podcast, or I'll just use your voice on the recording and answer the question. 1-877-DR-KEANY. That's DRKEANY. And you can sign up for my podcast online so that you never miss another episode. Until next time, take care.
You've been listening to a podcast by Dr. Jim Keeney. You can hear more at www.jim.md.
Subscribe to my podcast now.
Don't miss another episode.